KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It's 40 degrees. We'll look for mostly cloudy skies today in a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson Thursday afternoon said 49-year-old Scott Allen Jensen of Adair was charged September 23rd with reckless use of a firearm, possession of drug paraphernalia, and felon in possession of a firearm. Possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana for his defense. 50-year-old Nikki Jolene Larson, also of Adair, was charged with felon in possession of a firearm, possession of marijuana for his defense, and possession of drug paraphernalia, again on September 23rd. Both appeared before the magistrate and then were released. All of the charges stem from an investigation into an incident that occurred August 21st at their residence in Audubon County. 33-year-old Sky Lynn Laverne Stevens of Audubon was charged with theft in the fifth degree and possession of a license or ID card October 3rd while being held in the Audubon County Jail on unrelated charges. The charges stem from an incident that occurred July 22nd. And 36-year-old Stephanie Lynn Werner of Exira was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense, also on October 3rd. The charge stemmed from a search warrant conducted September 19th at her residence. Werner appeared before the magistrate and was subsequently released. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three arrests. A little before 4 a.m. Thursday, a deputy dispatched to investigate suspicious activity in the 19,000 block of Beverly Manor arrested 36-year-old Andrew Michael Hasbrook of Council Bluffs, who was charged with criminal mischief in the third degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, and trespassing. His bond was set at $3,300. A traffic stop a little after 11 p.m. Wednesday in Oakland resulted in the arrest of 45-year-old Anthony J. Beller, who was charged with OWI first offense and later released from custody. On September 17th, 44-year-old Melissa Sue Sternberg was arrested in Carson following a complaint about a chiropractor operating without a license. Sternberg was charged with license-required health-related professions. Officials of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office yesterday report six arrests occurred between September 13th and the 29th. Arrested on the 13th was 54-year-old Ross Allen Rocker of Harlan, who was taken into custody as a result of a traffic stop in Shelby County. Rocker was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on bond. 31-year-old Ivan Herrera of Denison was arrested September 13th as a result of a minor automobile accident in Shelby County. He was treated and then charged with driving while suspended, having no proof of insurance, and failure to maintain control upon a public highway. He later posted bond. And 42-year-old Timothy Dwayne Snyder turned himself into authorities at the sheriff's office on September 13th. Snyder was wanted on an outstanding active warrant for violation of a no-contact order from a previously charged domestic incident. He was later released on his own recognizance. On September 22nd, 80-year-old Larry Allen Watson of Persia was arrested following a traffic stop in Shelby County. Watson was charged with OWI first offense and reckless driving. He was released after posting bond. On September 26th, 43-year-old Anthony Joseph Blotzer of Avoca was arrested on an active warrant for violation of probation. He was later released after posting a surety bond. And on September 29th, 26-year-old Victoria Marie Nobles of Audubon was arrested following a traffic stop in Shelby County. Nobles was charged with operating while intoxicated first offense, reckless driving, speeding, and no proof of insurance. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail for further testing and then turned over to the jail staff and later released on her own recognizance. Well, after a third round of flooding hit southwest Iowa last month, Iowa Congressman Steve King met Wednesday with officials from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Missouri Valley. The goal was to find ways to better protect people and property from high water. King, a Republican from Kyron, said he knows the Corps has requested funds to study the lower Missouri River and its tributaries.
I want to make sure that this river can contain all of the water that has ever run down it and not have this thing outside the levees.
King recalled a bill he introduced in 2011 directing the Corps to adjust its flood control storage space in the Missouri River reservoir system. Opposition from recreational fishermen froze the bill, but King says he may bring it back to Congress in the future. Corps officials say the Missouri River study will look at the waterways' impacts from Sioux City to St. Louis, seeking ways to reduce flood risks and improve infrastructure resilience. Corps District Commander Colonel John Hudson said solutions for future flooding go beyond beefing up levees and may include establishing floodways and looking at drainage management.
We have a similar melt event that we had in this last March. We'll have similar impacts on the system. It was overtop for 4 days, and we'll have levees overtop for 4 days again. It was all on unregulated tributaries.
Hudson said the study could take some 3 to 5 years. King asked how many would be in favor of an expedited study, and the majority of the people at the meeting raised their hands. Nearly 400 farmers and ranchers gathered in Omaha Wednesday for a rally to protest low cattle prices and high profits for beef processors. Organizers say meat packers are manipulating the cattle markets, and the Trump administration must take action. Chris Peterson, a hog farmer from Clear Lake, was among those who spoke.
Fight like hell. It's our culture. It's our future. Do the consumers of this country want corporate-controlled agriculture feeding them or family farm agriculture?
Peterson said there are a few independent pork producers like him left after packers started owning the hog barns and the pigs inside and hiring farmers to do the work.
Don't let that happen to your cattle, guys. Don't. They done it to the chickens. They done it to the pigs. Now they're after the cattle.
Another speaker compared the cattle market to fantasy football, saying cattle prices aren't real. Rallygoers are also pressing the Trump administration to reinstate country of origin labeling so consumers know if they're buying beef from U.S. producers or beef that's being shipped in from another country. According to the latest federal data, there were roughly 25,000 cattle operations in Iowa in 2017. And on January 1st of this year, there were nearly 4 million head of cattle on feed or in the pasture. An Iowa pork processing plant is working to address concerns the island of Micronesia raised about how some of its citizens working at the plant are being treated. And Trump Foods said that it follows all employment laws and is working with the local union and officials to resolve the matter. Micronesia sent a formal letter to the U.S. State Department last Friday asking U.S. officials to investigate possible misconduct at the plant, including whether false Social Security numbers are being used. Seaboard Triumph says workers are assigned a temporary tax ID number until their permanent security card arrives a couple months after they start to work. Seaboard officials say the Micronesians at the plant have the same rights to vacation and time off as other workers at the plant. State officials have frozen tax incentives for the Sioux City Pork Processing Plant due to an investigation of alleged mistreatment of foreigners recruited to work at the plant. Governor Kim Reynolds said Seaboard Triumph Foods was awarded $16.5 million in tax credits and sales tax breaks for the Sioux City facility, which opened in 2017.
We've put a hold on any of the tax or any of the state incentive payments that have been awarded to the company.
As mentioned a moment ago, Micronesia's government has asked the U.S. government to investigate after dozens of people who moved from that country to take jobs in Sioux City accused recruiters of misleading them about the work. Workers have also complained they've been verbally and physically harassed inside the plant.
We're going to hold and not allocate any of the incentives until the investigation is finalized and we understand if that took place and how they are reacting to the allegations that they've been accused of.
Seaboard Triumph released a written statement to the Sioux City Journal saying many of the allegations are untrue. Company officials say they're working with local, state, and federal authorities, as well as the union that represents workers, to address any labor violations at the plant. Seaboard Triumph is conducting its own investigation of the recruiting firm it has used in Micronesia. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.